Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boye, Mike Snyder, Christy Bluefeather, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
Welcome to Spiritual Connections Radio. Tonight we have the St. Germain Radio Show, always usually running the second Tuesday of every month. We will be taking callers roughly in an hour. You can call in anytime you want, and we'll be taking your questions in an hour. You can reach us at 646-716-9663. We're really excited to have everybody tuning in this evening or listening to the replays of the show. This is the St. Germain Radio Show. And we have Brigitte and our friend Mike, and I'm Mark Rawson, and we'll be doing the show together this evening. I always like to give out the websites to everybody. Let me give you the radio website first, so that if you don't know the other websites, you can find them on there. And that's spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Brigitte, who will be doing the channeling this evening, has a great website to check out. You can find her at lightbridge101.com. That's lightbridge101.com. She has some amazing services that she can do in the New York, Pennsylvania area. She also works remotely. The music that you heard for the introduction and that you'll be hearing during the show is from our friend Mike. He'll actually be channeling the music. And you can find out more about his music, his services, and all the great work he does both in person and remotely by going to his website, which is Mike, and that's MikeSnyDercc.com. And if you missed either of those sites, go to Spiritual Connections Radio. Brigitte, you are up.
Mark, what about you? Tell us a little bit about you. You talk about us, but what about you?
Yeah, well, I'll start with my website isn't working right now because I'm in the middle of redoing it for the 17th time. I seem to reinvent it every year or so.
Well,
I'm in the middle of
creative,
kind of,
right?
Yeah, it's just, it ends up being one thing and then it becomes another. And then I decide I want to just concentrate on, by day for anybody who doesn't know me, I'm a technology project manager. And, spiritually, I'm certified in 14 modalities, including psychic and mediumship ability and healing. So I'll be doing the Diksha blessing this evening. That's basically a blessing that goes out during the music to increase all kinds of great things in your life, bring all kinds of blessings into your life. And that works if you're listening to the show live or if you're listening to it on replay, you get the same wonderful blessing and everything like that. And that's Mark, and that's me.
Thanks. And under the circumstances, I'm not going to ask for Mike to step in because he's connected in a way that makes it really difficult for him to get on the phone right now. So we're just going to let him relax. Yes, there you go. He's ready on the keyboard.
And as always, we'd like to talk about the fact that our friend Christy is actually taking some time off from the show to work on her spiritual journey. And we're hoping she'll be back sometime this year. But for right now, she's kind of taking a little sabbatical, and we miss her. So sending lots of love out to Christy.
Yes, thank you. I was going to say that too. Christy, lots of love to you on your spiritual path right now. It's, I'm sure, exciting stuff. Deep purging that we're all going through. So I'm sure we are going to have lots to hear about Christie's and things she will do in the future. So with that, oh my God, we are in the week leading up to Easter, leading up to Good Friday, and we have the wonderful opportunity to hold this radio show on a full moon, and not just on any full moon, but the full moon that is known as a Festival of the Christ. Now, of course, right away, someone would go and say, ooh, is this a Catholic holiday? Is this a religious holiday? No, it has nothing to do with that. The Festival of the Christ focuses, though, on the power of love. There are three holy days that the hierarchy of light, those who've walked the path of enlightenment before us and who are now working from the higher realm to assist us to do the same, that they are celebrating. The one that's right in the middle and that kind of balances the other two out is the Vesak Festival on the first full moon in Taurus. And at that point, we celebrate Buddha descending into the Vesak Valley in the Himalayan. That's kind of also his birthday. And he comes down and he ushers the new energies for the next 12 months. The new illumination. It is all about illumination. It's all about a higher frequency. And for Buddha to descend at that time, it's quite a bit of a sacrifice because, again, he has to come down and he has to shift his energy frequency around to even be able to enter the Earth's atmosphere in a way that he can transmit these frequencies to those who are available to receive them. It's a very powerful time. And the full moon before that is usually right around Easter, and it's known as the Festival of the Christ. And focus here is on the power of love. Focus is on how love can transform and transmute everything, can release you from the cross, can release you from the pain, can release you from sorrow, loss, loneliness, with that alignment of recognizing that the truth is that you're never alone, that you're very loved, and that if you allow yourself to, are very supported as well. And of course, the life of Jesus very much symbolizes the power of love. He gave healing miracles. He gave so much of himself, just dedicating himself for the betterment of humanity. And part of his decision to go the path of crucifixion was also to sacrifice himself in the hope that he would awaken a greater understanding of humanity. And also, not realizing at the time, but also as a side effect, transforming and transmuting a huge amount of darkness through his forgiveness for all of us so that we don't have to go through the same in-depth pain that he had to go through. Just need to remember that. And the third festival is then after the full moon after the one in Taurus, after May and June usually. And that is known as the Festival of Humanity or the Great Day of Invocation. And the idea is this concludes the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness with the divine will, with power, letting the divine will work through you to bring about changes in the world through the power of invocation. And so you have the three aspects, love, illumination or divine wisdom, and power or divine will. And so you will always see that focus on the spiritual path is the Holy Trinity, are the three aspects that we are also developing within our own self to reach new levels of experiencing who we are, of letting our divine essence come out and guide us and direct us and changing a life of duality or separation into a life of love, joy, oneness, and abundance. So tonight is a very powerful time. You might have already felt in the days leading up to it a form of purging, a form of physical changes. The idea is to eat not that much so that the energy, the higher frequencies can download more effectively through you, So be aware, even tonight after you're done listening to the radio show, to just be open, to be conscious when you go to sleep, that you open yourself up to continue downloads from the Christ energy, from the cosmic Christ, and also that this is part of the preparation to then, in 4 weeks, to let that powerful essence from Buddha also enter you. So it's all interconnected. And the fact that you're listening to the radio show, even if it's not on the day of the full moon, if you listen to the recording, time and space are meaningless in the eyes of the master. So just allow yourself to receive the guidance, the love, the attunements whenever you listen to this. It doesn't make a difference. Just as Mark said, with the power of the Diksha blessing he's giving you, that can be received at any point in time as well. It doesn't have to be that you listen to it live, the same as everything else. And so I want to fairly quickly give this over to whoever is going to come through. So we are going to start first with the Diksha from Mark and with the music, the opening piece from Mike. And just be aware, the music brings through energy already from the Christ, will open your heart up, will open your inner self up, so it will be easier for you to receive. Sometimes if you use the phone and listen to it, you're not going to get the same sound as when you just listen to it on the computer. Sometimes there's a little interference because of the high frequency. Just still be open, allow yourself to receive the blessing and the energy attunement to the music. And then afterwards, whoever will want to come through me will come through and will speak to you directly. All right, enjoy, and I will step back and let now the double M's take over.
Thank you.
Greetings, my beloved friends. I am Jesus of Christ, and I say hello to you at the most beautiful time, spring, new beginnings, and at a time where you are permitted to go deeper within yourself to explore the beautiful divine essence that is within you. But so often do you carry the stigmata of my life is in you. And when I talk about the stigmata, I'm not talking about necessarily having the bleeding of the hands or the feet or the wound on the side, but it is carrying some of my life within you. That same crucifixion that I went through, you carry within you too. You apply it to your own life with your own story, with your own way of accepting that out of the darkness light is born. But I'm here to tell you that it does not have to be so painful. And so I ask you to reevaluate your choices, and most importantly, to reevaluate the belief system that you carry deep within your heart, that if you walk the path of illumination, if you walk the path of enlightenment, that there will be so many things in your life that are going to want to stop you from walking this path, that it has to be difficult, that it has to be painful, that it has to be traumatic in many ways to make you worthy of that light, to make you worthy of our love. And I'm here to tell you that you are worthy of my love. You are worthy of the love of the angelic kingdom. You're worthy of the love of the hierarchy of light. Question is, are you willing to be worthy of your own love? Worthy to give it to you, to be kind and gentle to you? I am as much an aspect of you as you're an aspect of me. And because of that, the crucifixion is a very real aspect in your life. It is what you use to initiate you into the idea that you are separate from God, only to then, through the continued purging, through that sitting in the darkness and in separation, that you then begin to see the glimmer of a light. And that light you are feeding and you're allowing to grow through the strength that you're gaining by withstanding this darkness, by withstanding the adversity, the obstacles. You tell yourself that it is these obstacles, these experiences of separation and darkness that are making you stronger and therefore worthy of the light. And hence the light then grows within you and around you. But I'm here to tell you that that is not necessary. I want you to put your hand on your heart for a moment and to feel the light and the love that is within you. All the darkness that you sometimes feel covering it up are only shields of protection that you've layered around that light, that love that is within you. And it is understandable. I'm not judging for you for your choices. After all, you've come as a very enlightened being to Earth. You were fully aligned. You knew the power of manifestation and co-creation. And you entered this human race consciously, knowing in many ways where you're from. Even so, you might not have been able to pinpoint it because a veil was in between. You still felt the connection to God, to the divine within you. And then slowly but surely, being part of humanity, taking on some of the mannerism of humanity at that time, you begin to forget. And the veil became thicker. And the confusion and the doubt and the fears became stronger. And slowly did you then descend into the experience of darkness, of loss, of separation, of fear, and you got stuck there. But within you, the light was strong enough to keep nudging you, to keep telling you that that is not truth of what it is that you're experiencing, that there is more. So you begin the hard work of transforming and transmuting this sickness, this darkness around you, slowly stepping into the light, remembering your heritage, remembering your connection, reconnecting with other soul family members who were able to remind you of where you're from, who were able to remind you that you're not insane, that you're not losing your mind, that you're not wrong, that you're not meant to live in exile, which for many of you, it felt like an exile forever, that in fact, you are here for a reason. You have divine purpose here on Earth, the divine purpose to bring about change from within. You've never failed. You thought you failed by getting attached to the darkness, but that was the plan from the very beginning. You were supposed to get seduced by the darkness. You were supposed to experience the loneliness and the separation of the human consciousness that still at the time that you came here was very much asleep. All of this was meant to happen. So by you treading the path out of this over and over again, would you assist humanity as a whole in the awakening process? And many of you right now in this lifetime feel frustrated because you know how it could be like, and yet you feel stuck in sometimes what you call the mundane world, in the world of challenges, of fear, of chaos. And in your heart, you know it can be different. It can be all about forgiveness and love and kindness and gentleness. And yet often it feels like you're bumping into those who don't understand, who are still very much in that fight or flight mode where they are almost like animals trying to survive and trying to push that what is creating fear or what is creating anything that they see potentially as a threat, that is being pushed aside. And understand that you, with your illumination, with your enlightened mind and heart, you are a threat to many who are hanging on to the darkness because that's what they're used to. And not knowing the light, not really having experienced what it's like to be awakened, creates fear, creates a threat to their existence. So yes, they are fighting you and they're afraid of you, but that doesn't mean that you're going to stop. On the contrary, you simply become gentler, more loving, and more aware that you're not different because something is wrong with you, but you're different because you're meant to be different. Being different doesn't mean that you have to be lonely. Being different simply means to be true to your own unique self. To be true to your own uniqueness. And now at this time, you're bringing in more and more into the earth realm, the divine feminine, the power of my beloved Mother Mary, the power of Kuan Yin, the power of Isis, all holding again a unique aspect of the Christ consciousness, because the Christ consciousness is not male or female. It is a consciousness that holds everything within it. And so love, illumination, and divine will are not separate between male and female. The Christ, the Christos, is not necessarily a masculine energy. There have been many masters who've carried the Christos essence within them, and they have been women, not men. And so acknowledge that, again, there is society, there is a masculine-influenced doctrine that your subconscious is following. But whether you're man or woman, there is now the feminine Christ aspect that is awakening, that must be awakened, so that you become the Holy Grail, the vessel that allows these new frequencies, these new consciousnesses to enter, to bring about change. But my message to you here tonight is one that you can release that cross. You can hand all that heaviness, all that burden, everything that has been slowing you down, hand it over to me. Part of what is slowing you down is that you feel the only way towards illumination, the only way towards surrender, is through a certain level of pain. And that is an untruth. You still seem to need some physical proof that everything on a spiritual level is true, whether it is in form of a physical effect that you have from an attunement, whether it is in form of a shift that you feel within your heart center, whether it is in form of being hypersensitive towards the energies around you, just to prove to yourself that you are sensitive, that you are connected. It is all an illusion. You can be happy, living in abundance, healthy, without going back into the duality, into the separation, into the darkness. You can walk your path of illumination as a mystic, being balanced, being healthy, being one with all. Don't follow all the stories of the saints. That is not your story. That was their story to live. It is very important that you release the stories of the past and you define your own path and you walk your own path and you make your own choices based on love for self and love for all that is. Because in the past, there were different scenarios, there were different parameters. Different things were needed to assist humanity in the awakening process, but it is not like that right now anymore. So I want you to take a few deep breaths and allow yourself to go deep within the part of you that you might call your darkness. If you claim you don't have any darkness within you, may I remind you that you're an aspect of God, Source, Creator, all that is. You're an aspect of all that is. So you have the light and the darkness within you, as both are parts of oneness. And so I invite you now to step into that place within you that represents the darkness. Don't be afraid. It is not a demon or the devil. It just is a place where there's lack of light, where there is still, where it is quiet, and where it feels like you might be disconnected from the rest of the world. But I want you to go into this place and just be in peace. Acknowledge it for the cave that the bear enters in the winter to sleep and to rest, to then come back out in the spring when the days are getting warmer. And so there are times in your own life where you're entering the cocoon of the darkness, not because you did something wrong, not because you failed, not because you made the wrong choices. On the contrary, usually you enter this cave, this darkness, because you made the right choices. And you're being prepared now for a new light to be born from within you, for you to step into a new form of experience. And so now that it's spring and it's time for new beginnings, I invite you once again to take a moment and to just enter this dark place that is just there to hold you, just to hold you, not to hurt you, just to hold you. The hurt comes from your judgment. The hurt comes from your impatience. The hurt comes from you trying to push the river, even though the river has a natural way to flow. So just breathe in and breathe out and allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to just be. And in this darkness, allow yourself to receive the vision of me being on the cross. This is a part that you identify as darkness in your own unique way. But I want you to be willing now to let this cross go, to let it go into the light with me, and to not hang on to the vision of the cross as a place of torture any longer. This was my path to walk, my path alone, not yours. So allow me that space and that respect to have walked my own unique path of transformation. You have your own path of transformation. And so look around within the darkness as visions of your own unique way that you've created that crucifixion in your own life will come up, whether that is through an illness, whether it is through the belief system that you are not good enough as a father or a mother, not good enough as a friend, not good enough at work, not good enough in keeping things in order, whatever it is, whatever belief system is created that keeps you in a place of being judged, it's your own cross that you've been carrying. Let those visions come up. Maybe the vision is that you will never have true love. The vision is that you're not good enough for your children or you're failing them. Your vision is that you will always live in lack, some form of lack. But now I also invite you to breathe these crosses that you've been carrying for such a long time. Breathe them out of the darkness. Release them back into the light, into all that is, so that all that's left this year is not the cross you've been carrying for so long. All that's surrounding now you is the purity of that darkness. Soft darkness that does not want to hurt you. Simply wants to to prepare you to give birth to new life, to new experience, to new you. So feel that warmth and safety. And now something else that's very typical that you're all familiar with that happens is that when you get ready to be reborn, when you get ready to cross this threshold into a new form of existence, there's a pull back into that cave. There's a fear of change. There's a fear that if you step out of the safety of this darkness, what is going to happen? What is going to happen when you're truly seen for who you are? You have forgotten even how you look like, maybe in the darkness, because it has gotten so comfortable in there, because it's what you're used to. But there's a voice, the voice of your divine I Am presence, calling you, that is calling your name, and it reaches to you, it nudges you, and no matter how much you want to stay in that cave, it's nudging you further and further. It might even bring someone else into your cave, such as me, to show you that it's safe to surrender. It's safe to give all of you to the Holy Spirit without knowing what that even means. And so see that hand of light to you in that darkness and take it. And be aware that this hand is not just going to pull you out. It gives you time for the first few moments. It simply wants you to hold on, to feel within the depths of your heart that there's something else out there, something that is safe to explore, and also that you're not going to be alone exploring it. And so, just like a baby taking its first steps, you too are taking your first steps towards that light, towards that opening, towards that threshold. And you can feel, sense the difference. And it might scare you again. You might want to go back. And as you turn around, suddenly there is no way back anymore. The only way you can go is forward. And again, this hand is holding your hand tight, reassuring you that it is safe for you to step out into the light, to be seen for who you are, and especially for who you've become, because you've changed. You're no longer the same person that you were when you entered the cave in the first place. You are now glowing from within. And this light wants to meet the light outside. It wants to connect. It wants to become one. So let yourself be raised out of the darkness of the past. Raised up into the light, into the loving embrace of the Holy Spirit. Let the dove show you the way to a place of peace, place of awakening that is happening not in a rushed manner. There is no race that you have to win. Just let it happen easily and effortlessly by allowing yourself to be raised up. And as you raise further and further into the light, You can feel the transformation taking place within you. And so raise up, see that, feel that. Feel how you're being embraced by the cosmic heart of all that is. Greeting you is your own divine I Am presence. And with your divine I Am presence are also your spirit guides, those who've watched over you all your life, want you to succeed. So let yourself feel the love, feel the loving embrace of your divine I Am presence. It's a sacred union for you to become one with your divine I Am presence. Together. Further into the vastness of all that is, being called to me, being called to come face to face with your own Christ itself, so step into that place that shows you or lets you fear your Christ itself. As you become one, you can feel your heart opening up further. And you can feel yourself surrendering like you've never done before. There's no need to know. There's no need to do. There's no need to battle or fight. You can just be who you are, and be loved for every part of yourself. And as you feel this love from me, from the Christ center of all that is, change into a very unique ray of light, your own unique ray, your own unique vibration, the purity of who you are and who you were when you stepped as an individuated self out of the grace of all that is. The love that you're feeling for self and everything around you comes from the knowing that you're one with all. And so all structure falls away, and you see beyond that what before was substance, can see the essence within. As you can see the light within, as you can see the space between the spaces, it is all a gridlock of light essence, a pathway that as you travel deeper is similar to entering an atom or something even smaller. You can look beyond the atoms and see that everything, there is also an inner universe, just as there's an outer universe. There are inner galaxies, just as there are outer galaxies. There are inner solar systems, just as there are outer solar systems. And you begin to see the vastness that you're part of. But instead of losing yourself in it, instead of losing your mind over the vastness of who you are, right now you simply begin to expand and to feel the grace and the love and the joy that comes with merging into oneness all that is in a conscious manner. And while you're in this place of oneness, while you're receiving much needed love and rejuvenation, I would like for you, Mike, to play another piece of music, and for you, Mark, to do another Diksha blessing. Do this now. You're being called now back to Earth, but not on a direct way, because it is a full moon. The moon is calling you into its loving embrace, waiting for you on the moon. The three representatives of the Divine Feminine Christ energy that I've talked to you about before. Mary, my mother, Kuan Yin, as well as Isis. If you allow yourself in your etheric state, enter the moon atmosphere, it is not the way the moon is experienced in the physical realm. There's an ancient temple on the moon. Some have been there already before. It is a lunar temple. It is filled with beautiful silver white light. And as you enter this temple, and as you're guided to find your way into its inner sanctuary, you're being greeted there by those three representatives of the most loving divine feminine energy you can open yourself up to. And each of them has a gift for you to awaken within you, to strengthen within you, to empower you, and to direct you into the full creative expression you need to be on earth at this time to assist in the awakening process. Do not be afraid to let your creative forces flow freely. It is needed. Find ways to explore what deep within you wants to be expressed out into the world. Let go of that fear of judgment. Let go of that sense that you're not being, that you're not good enough or prepared enough. You need to be heard. You need to be seen. Your love must be shared in some form or way that feels right to you. We're not telling you how to do this. All we're reminding you of is that you're not here on earth simply as an accident or because you're working yourself out of the incarnation process. You're here because you've agreed to assist in the awakening process of humanity and in the ascension process of Gaia. So, allow yourself now to receive from Goddess Isis an infusion of empowerment. The reason you get the infusion and the energy attunement of power first into you is so that you have a solid structure that can cradle the power of love and light within you. So simply allow yourself to receive this now. And be aware that you're going to continue to receive a download of the power of the Divine Feminine within the next 24 to 48 hours. Now Isis is stepping back and Kuan Yin is stepping forward, infusing you with illumination and wisdom and the ability to see a little bit more of the bigger picture that you're part of. Things will open up for you and will reveal to you why you are, who you are, and where you are at this time. Trust it and have faith. The Kuan Yin is now infusing you with a higher ray of illumination through your crown into you. Stepping forward to is Mother Mary as she's touching your heart, putting the glue in of all three aspects, infusing your heart the sweet nectar of love that gives you the ability to look beyond the differences. See the oneness within everything, including yourself. All three are creating a triangle around you, ending the activation by activating the triangle of the Christ love, illumination, and divine will within your own inner self. Fully activated so that you consciously have a stronger connection to spirit than ever before. Find your way slowly, ever so slowly, out of the temple, thank them, step out of the temple, and simply follow that connection that you have with your physical body, follow it back to where you started the journey from. Back to your human physical self and re-enter your body and feel as you re-enter your body, feel that sacred triangle that was activated within you. Feel it also within your physical self. Know yourself as a guardian of the divine will, the divine love, and the divine illumination of the power of the goddess energy. And that is for men and women alike, because this is the time where men have to step out of their structured thinking, out of the planning, out of the control state, into that flow of creativity where they can simply move so much further into their destiny than ever before. Breath, settle yourself further within your body. And again, now that the energy attunement will continue for the next 24 to 48 hours after you've received this now. Now, I will not be the one answering any questions. I will leave that to my brother, Saint Germain. But please know that it is a great honor to be with all of you. And remember, I am part of you just like you are part of me. We are one. There's no reason for you to continue carrying the cross. I did it. You don't have to. Release it and release all your fears and concerns, all of everything that creates discomfort and heaviness within you. Release it to me. I will carry it for you. Blessings to you. I am Jesus the Christ. May the love illuminate your path in ways like you've never experienced before. And it is so. Amen. Greetings, everyone. I am Saint Germain, and it is with much love that I'm here with you at the Festival of the Christ, and I'm always with you to support you and guide you and direct you as much as I can and as much as you allow me to. These are truly momentous times. Much transformation is taking place on so many levels, much awakening. And may I remind you that much appears to be a certain way, but in reality, it's something very different. Don't get caught by the illusion of fear, but have trust and faith that everything has divine purpose and everything will unfold in the highest possible way. It is for all of you to stay true to the power of love, to stay true to the alignment with your divine I Am presence, and to stay true to the vision of peace that you all carry for the benefit of all. This is very important in the next few weeks and months to come. Don't let yourself be pulled unnecessarily into a drama that simply no longer serves you, whether it's on your own individual level or whether it is on a global level. Don't participate in the fear of the masses. Maintain your center, maintain your inner peace, and know that everything shall be taken care of in the highest possible way. The past will not repeat itself. Mark, would you like to give out the phone number one more time just in case? Then please do so now. If you lost Mark.
All right, there we go. Unmute. For anybody who wants to call in, it's 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. 9663, and I will be right back.
Thank you. So most important this time of transformation is the power of surrender, the power of letting go, the power of no longer needing to control the outcome, but slowing the changes. It takes diligence and training, but I am with you along the path to assist you and support you. Yes, Mark, you have someone on the phone?
Yes, I do. We have Marie.
Greetings, Marie. How can I be of assistance to you?
Greetings. Thank you so much for this wonderful shot in the arm. You know, as you know, I'm out in San Diego, so it's a little bit earlier for me. And this was just what I needed to hear today. The description of the darkness as almost like a hibernation, that image was just great and just so helpful, especially considering the intensity of the energies right now in general, and certainly for me and my particular mission. It is very intense. It's good, but it's sometimes very difficult to manage the energy, frankly.
The hardest part for you is not to give up, because you have climbed so many mountains and you've hit so many hurdles. But the fact that you're still continuing on your path, now that we are applauding you, we are supporting you, and it is so important to not lose the vision, because you're treading a path so that others can follow this. So have trust and faith and know that everything is happening in perfect divine order.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're most welcome.
Thank you so much.
Now that you're very much loved, and now that there are pieces of the puzzle that you're not fully even aware of and that you're not seeing, they will be revealed to you soon. Just be open to receive, and it will come in ways unexpected, and yet I promise you, in a way welcome to you.
Thank you.
Blessings to you, my dear. Thank you for calling in.
Bye now.
Bye.
All right. It's a late night, and we're all set. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings to all of you. I am Saint Germain, and I'm with you always. And it is so. Namaste.
What a great show this evening, huh?
Yes. Oh, my God, Dev. The Christ there, what an honor. And thank you, everybody, for listening in or listening to the recording. We'll be back in a month from now. And I hope you have an amazing Easter weekend for those of you who celebrate it. Otherwise, have just a great weekend for those of you who don't celebrate it. But enjoy spring. Enjoy the warmer days. Oh, my God, we had a couple of real nice days, and it feels like every bit of the winter months is melting away. It's so great.
And, Mike, are you back on the air?
Yep. Great show. Very good show.
Sounds good.
Great music, too. Thank you. The double M's, the M&M's that I'm working with, I love it. And hope everybody has a great night. Thank you so much.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.